Hey guys, welcome back to the Angler News Destination Report. This time again, it is Mazeppa Bay, and we are back with Mr. Owen Richter, where this time he is talking about the shad fishing in Mazeppa Bay, the road conditions, the gillies, and the huge problem and concerns that are happening right now in Mazeppa Bay with them, as well as some bad wind conditions when fishing with kites. So this is what I have to say about it in a nutshell. For the full report, here is Mr. Owen Richter.
Well, good morning to you all. Well, once again, Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. I was at Mazeppa the past weekend and yeah, got there Thursday and managed to put a couple of shad in the smoker. Guys, please remember, catching shad, we're all going like into a feeding frenzy. It's only 4 per person. And remember guys, stick to size limits and bag limits. I think some of the guys, they absolutely, I know you've come far, but they've forgotten actually that there's a bag limit and a size limit. Now the one guy I saw this weekend was catching shad. They asked him, yeah, Machom, you're doing well, eh? He says, yeah, I know, the shad are biting flat out. I said, yeah, but these are undersized. Yeah, but the pan size. Yeah, my friend, but you got a bloody small pan. Because these are small shad, these are razor blades, throw them back. The guy got a little bit upset with me, but at the end he put them back. And afterwards, when I told him, I said, each guy takes out all these small shad. You're not going to get a big blue shad. A small little razor blade turns into a big blue shad. Nevertheless, with a couple of salmon around and paddle tail, not much, but the shad all around, we were catching some beautiful black tail, guys, beautiful big black tail on floaties. A cork with a little spreader, yeah, along the rocks, and we were really flipping, getting stuck like into the nice blacktail and the odd bronze bream in between. So please, yeah, guys, remember one thing, it's not about just catching and taking, it's also putting some fish back. Secondly, yeah, on Friday morning, managing a 2 baits out with a cart, battling with the wind, you know, you can choose your dates, you can choose everything, but you can't choose your weather. So I managed to get 2 baits out to the cart, dropped one of about, I think, 118, one of about just over 200. And yeah, we got a grey shark of about 90 kilos and a nice bronze of about 160, 170. But nevertheless, the fish came out, took some nice photos and got them back. Tackle uses all heavy shark tackle. So guys, I'm not changing my tackle due to the whole drone story, and I'm still a sore subject, the whole drone story, but anyway, that's a story for another day. Yeah, the road going down to Mazeppa, we've had a lot of rain now. I've just got back yesterday, the road is slippery and wet, so 2x4s, be careful, take some punches stuff with you. 4x4s, you guys are right. Second one, guys, gillies, guards at Mazeppa Bay. Please, guys, please. You guys are spoiling these guys rotten. Some guys are paying these guys 350 rand a day, plus giving them food. I'll come work for you for that a day, plus food, I promise you. They've got a standard rate, 200 for some, 250 for others. The normal set rate for a gilly is 165 rand a day. When you guys start fishing with these guys, before you start, you tell them, listen here, this is the rate I'm paying for you and food, or this is the rate with no food. You guys are throwing a spanner in the works here with a lot of these guys and making it difficult for a lot of other people. Stop giving the guys alcohol. I'm speaking to all the guys out there. If I see you guys giving these guys alcohol, I promise you, I will flip and make sure you don't come to Mazeppa. I'll tell all the people, because the guys are getting drunk. The guys are supposed to be helping someone else in a day's time. And the day's time, the next client arrives, the guys is drunk as a skunk, because you guys are paying these guys with alcohol. Stop giving them alcohol. Take your alcohol back home with you. They're guards. They can't flip and eat alcohol. They're drinking it. They're losing their money. They're going off the tracks again at Mazeppa Bay. So, yeah, that's the thought of the day. Get your guard, get your ghillie, make sure you guys pay them right. Like I said, repeating myself, stop giving them alcohol. Alcohol doesn't pay the bills. And stop giving them fishing tackle in place of money and alcohol, okay? If you guys have come to an arrangement with money, pay the guy in cash. He hasn't got a card machine there. Nevertheless, guys, be safe out there and we chat again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Owen, and we can't wait to hear about your trip next week. Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. If you are heading out to Mazeppa Bay, make sure you give Owen a call, because he is the man from Mazeppa who knows exactly where to get those rods bending. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.